You're going to sunbathe today?
Yeah.
Because your boss is out of town, so you're going
to
do it.
Listen, you're not supposed to say that.
Oh, all right. No, your boss is not out of town. Make believe I didn't say that.
Well, there are 20 other girls that are going to be doing it, too.
Well, how do you sunbathe when you have to wear slacks or a dress to work? What do you do, Bub?
Yeah, you
pull up your dress outside?
No, Fred.
You recognize that voice, the one and only Fred Winston. You can chat with Fred, 312-981-7200, or you can text either which way. Hello, Fred Winston.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
I am standing. I'm good. How are you?
I'm sore and tired from shoveling snow today.
What?
Oh, yeah. We, across the lake, ladies and gentlemen, in southwest Michigan, in the wine country, at the highest point of elevation in Berrien Springs, where, if there's any inclement weather over the lake, we get it here. And we got 6 inches of heavy, wet, heart attack snow.
Oh, my gosh. I had no idea. Thank you very much for the weather report. And also, do they call it wine country because all you do is wine?
All the farmers do is wine. That's right.
Well, I know, Fred.
Southwest Michigan produces some wonderful wines.
Yeah.
I, of course, don't drink it because I prefer, hang on, there's a wild animal running loose in my backwoods.
Was the name going to be tequila? Is what you prefer?
It's a no. I don't drink tequila. I drink French wine. I drink Bordeaux.
Oh.
I'm a Bordeaux aficionado.
I remember there was a celebration. So we worked together. I think 3,000 years ago it was. And by the way, I am so grateful. And there, the questions are coming in for Fred Winston, and you're more than welcome to ask them. 312-981-7200, or you can text, and people are doing that. Fred, certainly people remember you from That radio station, that one. And we worked together at WCFL, and I was a kid who learned so much from you, and I will be grateful forever. You know, we all stand on the shoulders of folks who preceded us. And I remember our first day together. It didn't go very well, did it?
No, I thought about that. You announced that, said, hi, Steve Dale, hi, Fred Winston. I don't make coffee. Oh, all right. Now, I thought about that in hindsight when you refused one of your producer's duties. Thinking, what he should have said was, I don't know how to make coffee.
Well, that would be the
truth. Could you show me?
Yeah, that would be the truth, actually.
That would have been it.
Yeah.
Apparently that left some kind of a blemish on your, what was left of your brain cells after all those trips to Mexico and tequila sucking.
Yes, yes.
And that was, what, 42
no,
years ago?
No, let's not talk about that. It was a while ago. And you know what? On the hour, there would be a newscast, of course. And he was never, Jim Bohannon was never early for the newscast, but he was never late. And he'd come rushing in, the nicest man ever. And you would always introduce him differently, I think, every time. Jimmy Bob Boy, Jimbo, Jim Bohannon Boy. I mean, you had a different...
Right.
Every time I remember that, but what a great man, huh?
Have you been talking about Jim this today?
Just a little bit at the beginning of the show, and we played
a
clip.
It was a shock. I can't say it was unexpected. Last I chatted with Jim, he said that he had esophageal cancer.
Yeah.
It has spread to his lungs and his liver, and he asked his doctor, will I be able to enjoy 2023? And the doctor says, you got a 50-50 chance. And now he's gone. So
yeah.
It's very sad. I like Jimmy a lot. We had a lot of laughs together, and I think between the three of us, we made for some good radio, you know. But as another friend says, you know, it's a shame. It's a design flaw. We don't live to be 100. You know?
Well put.
But can you imagine how miserable you would be at 100?
I wouldn't be.
Oh, sure you would.
Would you?
You'd have hemorrhoids down to your ankles.
Well, you're kind of miserable right now.
Where did you get that clip? What was that clip of me cracking wise with some woman. Where was that from?
I think it was from WFYR, actually.
Really? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Some of my shining moments in radio.
Well, there are so many of your shining moments in radio. I want to talk about some of those. But first, Ken has some memories. Hi, Ken.
Hey, Fred. This is Ken from Crown Point. Back in the day when you were on WLS-FM, we used to talk, and you were nice enough to invite me and my family up to the studio when you were on the air. I don't know if you recall that. And you were just the most fantastic radio guy in Chicago, and how much we miss you now. But it was quite an experience for us to go up and see you on the air. I think you were in the Prudential building at the time. And I always enjoyed talking to you, and I still follow you on the Twitter page and enjoy looking at your photography.
Did you hear what Ken said? Ken has some fond memories. You know what, Fred? I mean, you are an imposing person in many ways and so commanding on the air. And the truth is, one of the nicest people I've met in this industry. You worked in a lot of different places. It's a silly question, an impossible one perhaps, but do you have any favorite memories?
Do I have any favorite memories of working on the radio?
Yes, sir.
That might take a while.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, Mr. Winston, you can think about that. This is the perfect tease for me to break for some commercials. So you know how that goes. So I will do that. I would ask you, Fred Winston, to say, we'll be right back, but I know that would cost me $5, so I'm not going to do
that. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Now I owe him $5. Oh, no.
One of the cardinal rules of broadcasting is never waste a body function off the air.
Oh, no.
I've made a career out of this. I know this stuff.
He knows that stuff. Very philosophical, Fred Winston on WGN. Mr. Fred, lots of people want to talk with you, and I understand that. Ray Stevens, that name sounds very familiar. You're now on WGN.
You know what? I've always wanted to be. Hey,
except this time we're not paying you.
You know, I just wanted to say I was on a, and I still work for a radio station, I guess, up the dial. And earlier this spring, I got a call from a guy that I would consider, he's a legend and also a personal hero, and now I would guess friend of mine. That just called in and decided to tell me what he thought of me. And to get a call like that from somebody like Fred Winston that didn't have to do that and was so kind to me, I think we're all brothers and sisters in sound in this business, but Fred is the next level. And, growing up in this area in Chicago and getting to know these men and women and then having him be so personally nice to me was just a testament to what a good guy he is. So, Fred, I love you like a brother, and I really appreciate you, man.
Well, Ramblin' Ray, thank you very much. Well, I meant what I said. It was refreshing to hear a real talent on the radio, and they're few and far between these days.
Well, these big 50,000-watt radio stations need to survive, and I think there's a place for them, and I appreciate what everybody does. So, buddy, I just wanted to say, hey, I'm glad to hear you on the radio today, and I think the world of you. You know that.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you very much.
Did you get any snow up in Wisconsin?
You know, I'm back here right now, but I'm sure I'll be on a snowmobile here within a couple days.
Excellent. Be careful.
Okay, brother. Be well, man.
You too. Thanks, Ray. Nice kid, Ray. Bye.
Yeah, you know what, Fred, though? What I happen to know, because I know Fred Winston very well, is that you do that frequently. You encourage young broadcasters. I know that in an interview you once said this, I want to go into broadcasting. Do you have any advice, Fred Winston, in your answer? And I'm curious if that answer has changed. Was save your money and marry a good woman.
I make myself laugh again. Well, that's true. In hindsight, in all of my Gulliver's travels and in semi-retirement and with time to reflect, that the business has changed so drastically over the past few decades. It's important that we give back to the business. I remember was in the consulting business for a while in the mid-90s, and it was really consulting. It wasn't between jobs, as sometimes
yes.
we use that excuse. You got fired? No, I'm consulting. I said to my dear friend Larry Lujak, "So, oh, you're consulting." I said, "Yeah, Uncle Lair, I want to give something back to the business." He goes, "Who are you trying to crap? You're talking Uncle Lair here."
But you do that, Fred. I know that. So I asked you about favorite memories before. So do you remember this? You and I were at WCFL Radio, and we did a promotion that would never happen today and should never happen today. You and I rode on elephants down State Street to promote the circus parade.
I remember that very well.
Yeah.
And I had to throw my pants out because the elephants stunk so badly. I didn't realize they were quite fragrant.
Well, maybe not to another elephant. I'm not sure.
That's true. It could be natural musk, and enticing to the right elephant, of course. But to me, I had to ditch the corduroys, get on the elephant. I thought I was really sharp. I brought an apple with me to give to the elephant, and the trainer, of course, looked like he just got off of a five-hour shift operating a tilt-a-whirl, and he said elephants will not eat the apple unless it's cut in half. So we didn't do that, and I hop on the elephant. Up the elephant goes and proceeds to waddle over to a tree and try to knock me off.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember this?
No, not that part of it, no.
Oh, yeah. It was positively frightening. Yeah, that was quite a while ago. Yeah, you asked me about some some memories.
Yes.
And the first thing that comes to mind, we had the WLS studios were in the Stone Container Building, and on the main floor of the Stone Container Building was the world-famous London House Restaurant, which featured wonderful food, steaks and chops, and four-fisted, double-fisted drinks, and world-class entertainment, jazz and blues. So you'd get off the air and just go to the main floor and sit at the bar and listen to the likes of Oscar Peterson or Stan Getz or the Buddy Rich Big Band, and most of the announcers who pulled the shift would do that. One of our guys, a late night guy, was a Vietnam veteran, had lost a leg in Vietnam and had had a artificial a prosthetic leg. And one day, we get a call at the radio station, and the switchboard operator says, "It's the guy from the manager from the London House. Can you talk to him?" I said, "Oh yeah." So he said, "Mr. Winston," I said, "Yes. One of your announcers was down here last night and left his leg after he had several cocktails." That struck me as being really funny. It's like, well, gee, I wonder who that could be, you know?
Well, it's terrible to say, but I guess he didn't have a leg to stand on after. So what you're doing now, sir, is photography.
Right.
We only have 1 minute, 60 seconds. That's it. Tell me about
Instagram, Fred Winston Photos. I take pictures of stuff around my farm and everything in southwest Michigan. A lot of animals, a lot of flowers, and I was photographing a baby squirrel. I got down on my stomach and was inches away from the baby squirrel and pushed a little dried corn cob in front of the squirrel, got it a little closer so I could get a nice shot of him chewing, and he lunged at me and bit my hand, but I hit the shutter just in the nick of time, and I got him enraged with his teeth bared, and he did not break the skin, and I didn't have to have a painful rabies shot, so I'm very happy. But check out my photographs. That's what I do. I do photography, I do cooking, and I play my drums, and I live life and try to be kind.
You know? Well, you are kind. Give me that site once again on Instagram. It's easy to find.
It's Fred Winston Photos.
Yeah, it's very simple.
Just put in Fred Winston, you'll find me.
And the thing is, he's still down on the ground, even now.
Yes, I am. I crawl on my belly. That's what I do. Me
Fred,
and the other reptiles.
You know I love you. Thank you very much for doing this.
I hope it was a bright spot in your three listeners' day, and it certainly was in mine. And thanks, my friend. You stay well.
Thank you. Now I have two listeners. That's the only problem. Thank you, Fred Winston.
Bye, buddy.